Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Today, we're going to launch a new podcast we're going to be doing this offseason. It's called Alternate Universes. And today, we're going to explore what the NRL could have looked like if Carmichael Hunt never went to the AFL in 2009.
Thurston. Where's Hunt? There's Carmichael Hunt. Special K, special kid, special player. He gets a double.
Carmichael Hunt, in my opinion, he's one of the best talents we've ever seen in rugby league, and it was a terrible loss to our game that in 2009 he made the jump to AFL. Now, I'll just take you for a walk down memory lane down Carmichael Hunt's career, and he made his debut in 2004. I think he was 17 years old at that point, and he burst onto the scene, was unbelievable, scored something like 15 tries in his first season, was the rookie of the year, and was just sensational. Playing fullback at that age, you shouldn't be able to do it, and the way that Carmichael Hunt did it was simply incredible. I'll never forget, around round 16, 17 of that season, they played the South Sydney Rabbitohs and they gave it to them. And Carmichael Hunt scored 4 tries. Playing fullback when you're 17 or 18 years old in first grade is hard enough. Scoring 4 tries in a game defies belief. This kid was a star from the very start, and the Brisbane Broncos knew they had a really special one on their hands here, Carmichael Hunt. 2006, he moves to the wing. Sorry, 2005 is the next season he plays. He plays most of that season, just developing his skills. Hasn't played any rep footy yet. Gets to 2006, and he just explodes. He's the fullback for the Anzac Test in May or whatever it is, so he's only played 2 seasons. He's already the Australian fullback at age 20. Unbelievable. They go on to win the premiership that year, and he makes his Queensland debut that season as well. And they go on to win the premiership, and he ends up getting moved out of fullback to the wing, and they play Justin Hodges at fullback, another Wayne Bennett masterstroke in that grand final. And Hodges is not just the grand final, he plays the whole final series, and Hodges absolutely lights it up. And Carmichael Hunt, he plays his position, he plays out on the wing, and he did a sensational job. Now, it's also this season that he makes his Queensland debut, so once again, he's only 20 years old. Simply incredible. Now, 2007, they have a couple of injuries to start the season for the Broncos, and Wayne Bennett, he starts to show his hand of where he sees Carmichael Hunt moving, and he plays him at halfback to partner Darren Lockyer in the first few games, and then they get a couple of troops back, and he moves him back to fullback. But you could already see Wayne Bennett had identified that Carmichael Hunt, he was going to be a ball player of the future. He was grooming him to take Darren Lockyer's 6 jersey once he retired. Lockyer was getting old. He was 30-odd by this point. They knew that the end was coming for Lockyer. It was a few years away, and Carmichael Hunt, there was no one in the game that was better equipped than Carmichael Hunt to take that role. He was sensational at this age. 2008 comes around, and Carmichael Hunt, he plays Origin. He wears the number 6 in Game 1. Had a couple of injuries. He wears the number 6 in Game 1. Slater's at fullback. The New South Wales Blues win that game. In Game 2, they get a couple of guys come back from injury, including in the halves. I believe Thurston comes back. Lockyer was still out, so Thurston returns, and they have a decision to make. Carmichael Hunt played 6 in the first game. Slater played 1. You've got to put JT in the side. So what they decide to do is put Carmichael Hunt at fullback, and they put Billy Slater on the bench. The greatest fullback we've ever seen on the bench for Carmichael Hunt. And shock me, Hunt's back at fullback. He's back in his natural position. and Queensland win the next two games. They win this series 2-1. Incredible stuff. And I think it's something that's often forgotten about Carmichael Hunt, just how good he was. 2009 rolls around, he plays 23-odd games. He plays fullback for all of those. He scores 11 tries. At the end of that season, he goes to AFL. But it's the skill set we're starting to see from Carmichael Hunt, which simply blew me away. By this point, Slater had started to catch up to him. In Origin, Slater was the fullback in this year, and Carmichael Hunt was on the bench. But there wasn't much between them at this stage. And Carmichael Hunt, he had a more well-rounded game, in my opinion. He could simply do everything. We talk about Darren Lockyer, who moved from fullback to 5'8". Carmichael Hunt was as dangerous at 6 as he was at fullback. I often talk about Darius Boyd being the king of threes on twos. Carmichael Hunt was not far behind him, and Carmichael Hunt had a better kicking game than Darius Boyd as well. He had one of the best short kicking games in the game, especially at top speed, and it's a really underrated skill that not many guys have. Not many guys have it that have Carmichael Hunt's speed and agility as well. He really was a really well-rounded player. Now, of course, at the end of 2009, he leaves to go to the AFL. Big money deal. You know, you couldn't really hold it against him. The sort of money that was thrown at him was ridiculous. I believe he went to the Gold Coast Suns, and, you know, they were a footy side that they just needed someone to put on billboards, and who better in Queensland than an Origin rep, an Australian kangaroo, Carmichael Hunt. So he left then, but it leaves a big question mark over what would have happened if he stayed in rugby league. Personally, I think he would have been one of the all-time greats. I think Darren Lockyer would have retired. Soon after, Lockyer ended up retiring in 2011, and it sort of left the Broncos in a bit of a hole. I think if Carmichael Hunt was there, he would have been the six. I think he would have been the captain of the Broncos, and I think he still would have been playing there now, to be honest with you. He had so much ability, and Wayne Bennett had identified that this was the guy to lead the club after Darren Lockyer left. He was going to be the future of the Broncos, one of the proudest clubs in our country, and you might laugh at that now because of the season they just had, but if you think back then, my God, the Broncos, they were not to be messed with. And this was the guy that I'm pretty sure Wayne Bennett was planning to build around. And I think it wouldn't have surprised me either in reality if, when Wayne Bennett did leave, instead of taking Darius Boyd, I think there's a really good chance he would have taken Carmichael Hunt. I think Carmichael Hunt could have been the Darius Boyd that went with Wayne Bennett everywhere, and they would have been successful everywhere they went. Personally think, you know, I love Darius Boyd. You've heard how much I rate him, but Carmichael Hunt, he had some X factor. He had something different. I haven't even spoken about the big bruising hits he used to put on. He was simply incredible. He had the best kick return in the game. I've never seen anyone return a ball like Carmichael Hunt consistently. He was simply unbelievable. All the skills in the world, tough as nail. You could have played him at lock, 6-1. He would have been as dominant wherever you put him. He was simply incredible, Carmichael Hunt, and it also sort of went off the rails after he left rugby league. And I'm not saying he would have stayed on the straight and narrow in rugby league, no doubt about it, but mate, he would have been one of the all-time greats, I'm telling you, and people laugh at me when I say that. But if you remember how good Carmichael Hunt was, how quickly he was developing, I think it's really hard to argue with. Now, the most interesting thing is the fact that Carmichael Hunt left, it left a few avenues open for other guys that went on to be all-time greats. I mean, at this point, it's 2009, Carmichael Hunt's wearing the 14, Slater's wearing the 1. Slater had only just grabbed it off Carmichael Hunt, and Carmichael Hunt had been moved around in positions a little bit here and there. Billy Slater was in one of the best systems in the world at the Melbourne Storm. Carmichael Hunt was wearing the 14. As soon as he retired, they had to hand the 14 to someone else. This is when Cooper Cronk got his first look into the Origin arena. He went on to be one of the greatest Origin players we've ever seen. But God knows how long Carmichael Hunt would have kept Cooper Cronk out of that team. They wouldn't have carried both of them on the bench. I'll tell you what, who's much more versatile. It's Carmichael Hunt. He could play a range of different positions. There's also times there where, you know, Carmichael Hunt, if he was playing six at the Broncos and they were playing finals footy every year, he would have pushed Jonathan Thurston for that position. He was a much better defender than JT. He could just do everything. And I know people laugh at that and go, oh, you couldn't possibly have him there over the JT, but I'm not sure if you remember how good he was back then. And there was a really good chance that instead of eventually moving JT to six and Cronk at seven, it could have been JT at seven with Carmichael Hunt at six and Cooper Cronk. He might have really struggled to get into this side. You never know, Carmichael Hunt could have pushed Slater out of this team. He'd done it before. Seems unlikely, but mate, the football that Carmichael Hunt was able to play, you couldn't possibly not have him in this team. He was simply incredible, and he was made for State of Origin. The way that he used to return kicks, the way he used to defend, he was just energy built on energy built on energy with a skill set that very few could rival. I really think if Carmichael Hunt would have stayed, I think he would have made the careers of Billy Slater, Jonathan Thurston, and Cooper Cronk extremely difficult. He really did those guys a favour when he left the game, because it was one less obstacle they had to overcome. Now, I'm not saying that Cooper Cronk wouldn't have overcome that obstacle. I'm not saying that Thurston couldn't have or Slater couldn't have. But I'll tell you what, their journey became a lot easier once they didn't have to contend with a Carmichael Hunt leading the Brisbane Broncos, who were one of the strongest clubs in the NRL. Carmichael Hunt did these guys a massive favour, and I think if he would have stayed in rugby league, I think the narrative would have been very different. And I think right now we'd be holding Carmichael Hunt up there as one of the best players we've seen. I think right now he'd be the captain of the Brisbane Broncos, and I guarantee you if Carmichael Hunt was still there as the captain of the Broncos, this guy that came through that 2006 team, he was there when they were successful as a young bloke. He saw what makes the Brisbane Broncos. I spoke to him about this about 18 months ago, and I said, geez, I think they're crying out to have an experienced ball player there, and he was considering coming back. He signed with the Waratahs a couple of weeks later, but this guy, mate, if he was at the Brisbane Broncos still, he understands what makes the Broncos. He understands what is the Broncos. And they wouldn't be in the position they are now if they had a guy like Carmichael Hunt, I guarantee you. One of the all-time greats. I mean, I absolutely love watching Carmichael Hunt play. We only got to see a little bit of him, but what we did see, it was simply amazing, and it was all before he was 25 years old. If we would have seen him at his peak, 26, 27 in the NRL, it could have been absolutely anything for Special K.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.